This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. President Trump has become the first U.S. president to step over the demarcation line between North and South Korea to enter the North. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and President Trump shook hands and agreed to resume talks to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. Trump and Kim's first meeting in Singapore last year took place in a blaze of publicity and produced a vaguely worded pledge about denuclearization. A second meeting in Hanoi in February broke up without any agreement. Earlier at the G20 summit in Osaka, the United States and China agreed to restart stalled trade talks. As Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports, the new truce offers some relief from a nearly year-long standoff between the world's two largest economies.
President Donald Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping sat for talks on their ongoing friction on Saturday, where Washington agreed not to slap a fresh round of tariffs on exports from China. President Trump also added that U.S. companies can sell to Chinese tech giant Huawei, a firm that's become a target for authorities.
We send and we sell to Huawei a tremendous amount of product that goes into the various things that they make. And I said that that's okay, that we will keep selling that product.
Trump said, although he won't be adding a fresh round of levies, he would not lift existing import tariffs. In a statement, China's foreign ministry said Xi told Trump he hoped the U.S. could treat Chinese companies fairly. Talks between the two collapsed over a month ago, after Washington accused Beijing of pulling back on reform pledges.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. A volatile mix of intercommunal conflict and violent extremism near Mali's border with Niger in Burkina Faso has become a looming crisis, according to experts. Years-long regional violence has spiked in recent months, making headlines and raising concerns that overstretched security forces could lose control of an already tenuous situation. This is VOA News. A fresh round of talks between the U.S. and Taliban began in Qatar Saturday, just days after U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Washington is hoping for an Afghan peace agreement before September 1st. A Taliban spokesman confirmed to the Associated Press that negotiations had begun. Originally scheduled to begin in the morning, the two sides sat down mid-afternoon for the seventh time in a series of direct talks that began last year following the appointment of U.S. peace envoy Zalmay Khalilzad. As in previous talks between Khalilzad and the Taliban, the focus will be on the withdrawal of U.S. troops and Taliban guarantees to prevent Afghanistan from again hosting militants who can stage global attacks. President Trump Saturday vowed to appeal a U.S. judge's ruling blocking his administration from using $2.5 billion in funds intended for anti-drug activities to construct a wall along the southern border with Mexico. Mr. Trump has sought to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border, but has so far proven unsuccessful at receiving congressional approval to do so. Italian police Saturday arrested the captain of the Dutch-flagged Sea-Watch 3 vessel owned by a German charity after it docked in the port of Lampedusa without authorization. The vessel, still carrying 40 African migrants, had been at sea for more than 2 weeks. Sabina Castelfranco reports and has more from Rome.
Caro Rackete, the 31-year-old German captain of the Sea-Watch 3, was arrested Saturday morning amid heavy police presence in the port of Lampedusa. She had entered the port without authorization and docked the vessel. Rackete said she had no choice but to enter the port because the situation of the migrants on board was very tense and she feared they would inflict self-harm. Italian authorities had refused to allow the vessel entry into Lampedusa since it rescued 53 migrants on an inflatable raft off the coast of Libya on June 12. Malta had also refused port entry to the Sea-Watch 3. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
Sudan braced Sunday for a mass protest in the capital against the country's ruling generals as calls mounted for restraint to prevent a new military crackdown on demonstrators. The planned march is seen as a test for protest organizers who have been hit by a June 3rd raid on a Khartoum sit-in and a subsequent internet blackout that has curbed their ability to mobilize support. Dozens of demonstrators were killed, hundreds wounded when armed men in military fatigue stormed the sit-in outside army headquarters, shooting and beating protesters who had camped there since April 6th. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
It's VOA. With all the latest hits right here on VOA1.